fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granite. Fruity is so nice. Fruity old game all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 and visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM Main News.
Yeah, very good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines: over 500 artisanal miners graduate and receive official licenses. ICT sector now Zambia's top contributor to GDP at 47%. And in international news, gunmen kill 9 in South Africa tavern attack.
FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Over 500 artisanal miners have formally graduated from the third cohort national training program and received official mining licenses, signaling a transformative shift towards a structured and sustainable mining sector in the country. The intensive 20-day program, which drew participants from over 300 cooperatives across 9 provinces, equipped miners with vital skills in safe, legal, and environmentally responsible mining practices. In his keynote address, Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuswe declared the event a turning point for the government's agenda to uplift small-scale miners. Mr. Kabuswe said the program is a clear demonstration of government's commitment to moving mining from informality to a structured and safe contributor to national development. And Mushinga Province Minister Njabwa Simutoe highlighted the local impact, specifically referencing the gold-rich areas of Kanyelele and Kamabwe. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo. The Information and Communication Technology Association of Zambia says the ICT sector is currently the highest contributor to the country's gross domestic product, accounting for nearly 47%, a development that underscores its growing importance to the country's economic growth. In an interview, ICTAZ President Dr. Clement Nyangwe has described the country's digital performance in 2025 as impressive, citing the strong contribution of the ICT sector to the national economy. He has explained that this performance is a clear testament to the seriousness with which ICT has been embraced in the country, particularly through sound policy direction and sustained investment in digital infrastructure. Dr. Sinyangwe has further attributed the positive performance to the high adoption of technology by institutions and the general public, describing the overall growth of the ICT sector as excellent.
The performance is very high. The highest contributor to the GDP is the ICT in its single capacity. I think it contributed by almost 47%. So that's not a coincidence. That is a testament to how serious we are taking ICT in Zambia. Starting from the infrastructure, including infrastructure, then innovation, and also just the people, you know, up to the technology guys. So the performance is very excellent, and we hope 2026 will bring in even more good things than we saw in 2025.
The United National Independence Party has described the country's continued reliance on investors and debt 61 years after independence as unacceptable. UNIP National Chairperson Captain Robaja Mukengani, retired, has told Hot FM News that it is unfortunate that the country continues to borrow from the same nations it once fought against to gain independence. He has added that the UNIP not been voted out of power in 1991, Zambia would by now be producing nuclear equipment and would have continued operating industries such as the Chipata Bicycle Assembly Plant, Livingston Motor Assembly Plant, clothing manufacturing factories, and other motor assembly plants that were established under UNIP.
Because we are going to develop this country using our own local resources. We are not going to be enslaved by borrowing money from the people we kicked out. It's unique policy. We are not going to mention it. This country today will be producing its own nuclear war equipment. Energy. We are the industry here. We are the part of bicycle. We are living from water things. But the climate is so far all these years. Living from all this. Was producing shit, carrots, cereal, was producing food, which were bought from overseas. Why can't we do it now?
The government has reiterated its commitment to addressing environmental and disaster-related challenges in Mwamba District, Central Province, with a focus on mitigating the impact of mining activities, deforestation, and climate-induced hazards. District Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit Coordinator President Mwemba has stated that Mwamba is facing a range of disasters, including toxic waste from mining operations, deforestation resulting from charcoal production, and water contamination that has led to livestock deaths and fish mortality. She has noted that the district has experienced a surge in open pit mining and forest clearing, which contributes to rising temperatures, erratic rainfall, and increased vulnerability to floods and droughts. Ms. Mwemba has highlighted that government, in collaboration with stakeholders such as the Center for Environmental Justice, We Effect, and Child Fund, has intensified community-based disaster risk management training to build local resilience and promote hazard mapping in vulnerable areas.
We try by all means to educate people on the phase of disaster and making sure that they understand why they should leave. And in the one of the areas we trained, we went ahead to tell them to come up with the hazard mapping, where them themselves were able to identify their hotspots in the particular area. So to answer my MP there, if we do have satellite communities which are functional, in Mwamba District, gladly I'm able to say that we have functional satellite communities who are actually, even if you had to come to my district today, in my office, to be able to find the hazard mapping.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
Emerald Production Watch of Zambia President Dr. Musa Kafimbwa said 2025 has been an active year for Zambia's mining sector, with several projects commissioned across the industry. In an interview, Dr. Kafimbwa notes that while the increased activity is encouraging, there is now need for tangible results and benefits to be realized from the projects that have already been commissioned. He observed that the emerald subsector in particular requires greater attention, as the number of mining licenses remain pending while operators continue to seek partners and investors to fully unlock its potential. Dr. Kafimbwa explains that increased investment in strategic partnerships would enable more emerald auction sales to be conducted, ultimately boosting revenue and strengthening the sector's contribution to the national economy.
The 2025 was too active in the mining sector, and we maybe need the extension being there from such projects, commissions, and offerings. And from the mining sector, from the gem sector, the emerald sector, we need to do more jobs, like few more licenses in the pending trade, trying to find who could be partners, who could be investors to unlock that sector. But we can have so many auction sales conducted, so many tasks conducted in the calendar year, so many jobs created. That's a thing that we deserve to cherish and to be proud of. So we just need to do so much more work to see Zambia get to the next step.
South African police say a manhunt is underway after a shooting at a southern left, 9 people dead. and 10 injured in a township near Johannesburg. They say about 12 unidentified